Hi, Mom.
Perseus, where have you been?
Have you missed us? Well, we've definitely missed you. And guess what? We're hard at work on season two of Live from Mount Olympus. I'm not allowed to give away too much, but what I can tell you is that we will venture deep into the underworld. Yep, you've heard it here first. We're going to the underworld. But in the meantime, we have some new ideas to share about how Perseus accomplished his amazing quest.
I am Perseus, son of Zeus. I just slayed the Gorgon, Medusa.
Welcome to our first live from Mount Olympus Mythlit. A couple of minutes of backstory to Perseus's adventures.
Saving the universe involves slaying dragons, right? Saving the universe means killing the beast.
That's Dr. Kate Burney. And I must warn you, it's about to get gory because Dr. Burney loves ancient weapons.
If you're a mortal and you have to kill the beast, then you need special tools and special help and special ways of fighting.
I bestow upon thee my adamantine soul, strong enough to cut any substance known to man or God.
The fact that the sword Hermes gives to Perseus is made of adamantine is a clue that Perseus and his quest are deeply connected to the earliest struggles of the Greek gods themselves. And I mean absolutely earliest.
The sword being made of adamantine tells us immediately Perseus is a hero that goes back to the model of saviors of the universe. And the reason that we know this is because adamantine is a metal that shows up in the Greek creation myth way, way, way back, right? And it's used for a very specific purpose. Now, the Greek creation myth is a great and bloody tale, like so many of them are, which has sons overthrowing fathers with the help of their mother. And so everyone is getting killed right and left, right? And in this creation myth, Gaia, the goddess of earth, creates a sickle, a curved sword out of adamantine. And she gives it to one of her offspring to kill the sky god Ouranos, or really to hack little bits off of him. So this is a very special metal used at the beginning of time to defeat a vicious enemy.
Why is it curved?
What were you expecting? A lightsaber?
The sword has a really wicked curve to it and looks a lot like a real ancient weapon called a coppice.
It's got a tip that's designed for slashing, but its weight, its balance is a little bit forward, and then it curves in quite a bit. Because it's a little heavier at the tip, it gives it a little more weight, so if you're slashing with it, it'll actually kind of thunk in, and then you can pull it towards you. And these swords are especially good at slashing. They're the same knives or implements you would use to sacrifice a bull. So you'd want something that gives you the opportunity to slice quickly across the throat with enough sort of weight at the tip to be able to catch so that the bull would die very rapidly and all the blood would come out.
I told you it was going to get gory. It's time to go, but we'll be back soon with another Mythlit, taking a closer look at the shiny shield that Athena gives to Perseus. And we'll have more about the upcoming season 2 of Live from Mount Olympus from the Onassis Foundation. As my friend Hermes says,
thanks for tuning in to my God's Pod. There are still so many stories to tell. Till next time, little hero.
Goodbye and God's bless.
Support from Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.
Onassis Foundation.